I do know what the fuck I'm talking about. And they are right. The American Puritans are right. Drugs do make people irrational. Okay? Drugs make people irrational. Trust me, okay? Drugs do make people irrational. Especially those people who don't take them. I mean, have you heard the shit they talk? But seriously, of course, sincerely, none of the above could possibly be the reason why marijuana, cannabis, hashish, is illegal. So when I got let out of prison, I could research the matter more efficiently. I could surf the net and go to university libraries and things like that, and finally found out for sure, without a doubt, precisely when, why, where, how hashish was made illegal. It was made illegal in this country, all of Europe, and most of the world in 1928. 1928, that's when that 86 million year tradition took a U-turn. Where? Vienna, right? At a conference entitled the League of Nations, that's the old name for the United Nations, yeah? The League of Nations Second Opium Conference. Conference held by the League of Nations entitled the League of Nations Second Opium Conference. Now, as you might infer, the League of Nations Second Opium Conference was convened to discuss what some members of the League of Nations thought was a problem of opium use among its immigrant populations. Basically, to summarize, a bunch of Chinese, okay, had gone over to America to build the railroads, okay, took loads of opium with them, right, did an excellent job of building the railroads, but got well off their tits, right, on the opium. The Yanks couldn't handle it, right, and convened this series of conferences in Vienna, okay? But at the end, right, the end of the Second Opium Conference, they made both the trade and consumption of opium illegal. Be that as it may, but during the deliberations of the League of Nations Second Opium Conference, the delegate from Egypt, one Mohammed El Gwindi, jumped up and said, "Look, if you are going to make opium illegal, then you must make hashish illegal too." Now, you can probably imagine, yeah, what sort of guys were delegates for the League of Nations in the 1920s, okay? Not your regular bunch of caners, right, for sure, I mean, like, really straight guys, you know, scratching their heads, right? Hashish? None of them had a fucking clue, right, what this Egyptian was talking about, right? But they were responsible delegates in their own way. So they called upon Mohammed El Gwindi, the delegate from Egypt, and said, please stand up and tell us, explain to the world effectively, please explain to the world precisely what hashish is and why it should be made illegal. I would very much like to read out what he said, right, for two reasons. One, the more important one, it's fucking hilarious, right? I mean, it really is very entertaining. Secondly, more seriously, but not more importantly, you see, I've tried to debate this legalization issue as often as I can. I've challenged everyone from Tony Blair, Jack Straw, to go upwards or downwards from that pair of pricks. I can never work it out, but fucking Jack Straw, man. And I guarantee, okay, guarantee with everything that I hold dear, that I would destroy any argument they would present for maintaining the illegality of cannabis within seconds.
So could any fucker. So could anyone. I don't have any skill in debating, all right? Anyone could destroy any of those fuckers within seconds. So that's why they don't even hold a debate.
Now, see, the problem is I'm Welsh. Okay? Okay? And see, Welsh are born genetically infused with a sense of fair play.
Fair play. Everything has to be fair play, right? Can't help it. It's got to be fair play, otherwise fuck it, right? And if none of those fuckers will debate against me, and the challenge is open every second of every day, if none of the fuckers will debate against me, because of this genetic Welsh thing of fair play, I feel an obligation, right? An obligation to present their case, the case for the prohibition of cannabis, the case for maintaining its illegality, as best and as articulately as I possibly can.
And I can't do any better than read out what this fucking Egyptian said, right? Because it's the worst thing that's ever been said about hashish. And the reason it was made and stays illegal. Can't be fairer than that, can I? Hashish is the most dangerously toxic substance. Hashish is a deadly poison against which no effective antidote has ever been discovered.
No, look at me and laugh, because like, this was in the 1920s, and they probably hadn't even discovered sugar puffs, you know what I mean? Okay.
They thought the munchies was a disease.
I got it worked out though, this first thing.
Users of hashish suffer from one of two serious medical conditions. One, acute hashism. Two, chronic hashism. Acute hashism occurs when the consumer uses hashish irregularly and occasionally, taken in the smallest possible doses. Taken in the smallest possible doses, hashish immediately brings a feeling of dizziness, giddiness, oppression, and discomfort. There follows a kind of hilarious and noisy delirium in persons of a cheerful disposition. But the acute hashish delirium takes a violent form in persons of violent character. The acute hashish delirium is followed by a sedated and hypnotic slumber, continually broken and disturbed by terrifying and frightening nightmares. Hashish absorbed in larger doses produces a serious, furious, and powerful delirium, accompanied by strong physical agitation.
No, I think he was thinking about coke then, wasn't he? He'd got them, kind of got them mixed up a bit there, hadn't he?
It predisposes to acts of violence in people of all characters, and a large enough dose invariably produces a most characteristic strident laugh.
Yeah, you gotta give him that one, really, haven't I? Fair play, like that.
This condition is followed by a veritable stupor, which cannot be called sleep. Great fatigue is felt on awakening, and the feelings of depression and misery last for several days. Habitual use of hashish quickly brings on the condition known as chronic hashism.
Now, I don't mind interruptions at all.
Habitual use of hashish quickly brings on the condition known as chronic hashism.
The countenance of the chronic hashish user is invariably gloomy. His hair is disheveled.
His eyes are wild.
And the expression of his face is stupid. The chronic hashish user is silent. The chronic hashish user has no muscular power. The chronic hashish user suffers from fits of tremblings and convulsions.
The chronic hashish user suffers from physical ailments, heart troubles, and respiratory problems.
The chronic hashish user hallucinates and experiences illusions as to time and place. The chronic hashish user has no memory whatsoever. The chronic hashish user completely loses his desire for sex.
The chronic hashish user's intellectual faculties weaken, and the whole organism decays. The chronic hashish user eventually becomes hysterical, neurasthenic, and finally completely insane. In Egypt, chronic hashish users are known as hashashis. A term of reproach in our country meaning useless derelicts. Hashish is beyond any doubt the principal cause of insanity occurring in Egypt. So I earnestly request all delegates present to give this question of hashish their best and most undivided attention.
For I know the mentality of Oriental peoples, and I am afraid it might be said that the question of hashish was not dealt with merely because hashish
did not affect the safety of Europe.
All right, there's a downside. Sure. Accept that, there's a downside. But you have to balance that downside, to be fair for fair play. You have to balance that downside against our most honourable of motivations in making hashish illegal in the first place. To reduce the Egyptian insanity rate. Now, being a bit of a perverse fucker, right? I researched the Egyptian insanity rate.
Found out that since 1928, the Egyptian insanity rate has absolutely skyrocketed.
Didn't work there, won't work here, won't work anywhere. All right, I better go now. Thanks a lot, yeah.